Oh my goodness. Is this our last one before the end of the year? Or we got another one in?
I think you said we were going to do
one. Oh, we got one more. GloucesterCast 164.
Hooray!
Can you hear that? Yes, very official. We have some illustrious guests. Two regulars. Leslie is now considered a regular. Leslie Heffron is with us. Going to be doing the art run later.
Nice to be here.
Kim Smith is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
She's Robo Kim. And we have Janine O'Neill, first time guest.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You're here to talk. We're going to talk about your, you know, you're like the highlight guest today. We're going to talk about your business.
Yep, J.O. Social Branding.
J.O. Social Branding. And the reason I was interested in having you in here today was you kind of dovetail into the what I've been, you know, trying to talk to all of the businesses, local businesses for years and years and years. I always try to say, you have to take charge of your own. You know, there are tools out there for you. There is Facebook, there is Twitter, there is Instagram, there's blogging.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't take, you know, even if it's as simple as Twitter, 160 characters, once a day to type out 160 characters or take a picture and send it to Instagram or to Twitter, then that's shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
So Janine's going to talk a little bit about what she does.
Yep.
and she's going to, so how did you get started in with J.O. Social, what is it?
J.O. Social Branding.
J.O. Social Branding.
So I graduated from Salem State with a communications degree in public relations. So how businesses and organizations, you know, manage their reputation, how they ran promotions, how they communicated with their audience was always something that had interested me. And I graduated back in 2007. So I really was in the right place at the right time when social media was coming into our world, because mm-hmm. Facebook was born in like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the platform in 2005, and you could only have a college email address to get on at that point.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, Facebook was born at Harvard, not a lot of colleges. There was a lot of Ivy Leagues, but like North Shore couldn't even get on at that point because they weren't approved. So I've seen it go from a platform of being like talking to college students, like your classmates, and planning projects, to then opening up to high school students, and then it was opened up to the world, and then businesses and organizations got involved. So back in the day, being a business, you could have a profile. You didn't even have to have a page. Facebook was just kind of like blossoming and figuring things out. So then Facebook figured out like, hey, we have money here. We can make this. So they created the page aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So I started out, so I got an internship at Osram Slovenia in Danvers, and I was doing marketing communications, and it was awesome and I loved it. But my internship ended and there was no place for me. So they turned me to a temp to find some spot for me, and then I was let go because they had a massive layoff of all temps, and I started doing freelance public relations. So just going to family members and friends and people that had businesses and helping them with public relations, which then went to web design and social media.
Does it astound you, the reluctance, but especially with older people,
yes,
to dip their toe in the water?
Right. Yeah.
Like a lot of people. Like, what do you think is going through their brain? Do they think that like their computer is going to explode and spew venom on their face if they do something wrong?
A lot of them are afraid they're going to put something out there that they can't take back, or they're going to say something the wrong way, or they want to have a personal life and they don't want any aspect reflected. And there's definitely ways that you can get around that. But I worked with a company just 2 summers ago that had no presence whatsoever. They didn't have a website. They didn't have a blog. They didn't have Facebook or anything. And they had a public relations disaster. And they were on the news. I mean, they were being attacked by like concerned citizens. And they had no way to get their message out there. They had to depend on the news, like the newspaper, and send a press release. Because just even having like a simple website with like a blog where they could, you know, just post that immediately. So it's really important to be able to have some sort of presence. You don't have to be everywhere.
Yep.
You don't have to have Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. It's really about knowing which platforms are best for you and where your audience is. But you're doing yourself a disservice, because somebody could jump on and say something about you and you can't respond back. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people know what there are so many ways, and like going to someone like you makes sense for someone that is, especially someone that's afraid, right? But blogging, for example, there are ways for you to, you post it on your blog, mm-hmm. say WordPress is your platform, and there are settings that say, share this to Twitter, share this to Facebook, share this. So one, you do one post in one place, and it goes to these other platforms.
It's so easy.
I mean, very, very, very simple. And you know, as far as advertising, when I took marketing in college and stuff like that, they say, you know, it takes like so many time impressions before it registers mm-hmm. with people to take mm-hmm. action. And,
it's usually like seven touch points.
Seven touch points,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so. Like a touch point can be, like with smartphones especially, you can post direct. Kim, you know this. I mean, we know this. But for people that don't, you literally can take a picture with your smartphone, post it to a blog or to Twitter or whatever, and that's a touch point. And it's, I can't. And a picture tells 1,000 words. Right. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Good Morning Gloucester, there's not much more visual.
Right.
Medium than what we do, right? Because our posts are, you know, my posts sometimes have 15, 20 photos within, you know, galleries. Nicole does a fantastic job with hers like that. Felicia, when she does her recipes, and you do fantastic work. But
what people don't realize is content is surrounding us. So if you think about Facebook or Twitter, any of them, you have to put content to keep it alive. So it's an image, it's a video, it's a blog post, it's an article. It doesn't even have to be your own. You could be sharing other people's. Like, you guys are a great resource mm-hmm. for Gloucester. People, like businesses and organizations, want to share local news. It doesn't have to be like this massive production of creating content, because if you have a website, there's content on your website. You could be pulling that, like
Absolutely.
Talking about your services or highlighting your staff if they're comfortable with it. But we all have like this ton of content that's surrounding us, and people don't have like that switch in their brain to say, oh, I could post that.
Perfect
you know,
example, the wine trap, right? We just, last week, this I'm like on looking through my Twitter feed or something, the wine trap pops up. I'm like, what the hell is this? It's got Enza Iacono, she got this, they bent the wire lobster trap thing to, it's a perfect shape to put a wine bottle in with a bait bag, like is the protector inside. Cutest idea ever.
It's a great idea.
But like, you know, she put that out there. I picked up on it. Featured it on the blog. She's in all these different, you know, it just goes, talk about going viral, literally. So, all right,
awesome.
Now we understand the idea.
Right.
How do you specifically, give us some real world examples of maybe people that we actually might know that have used your services.
So Jen and Ron, the real estate agents mm-hmm. In Cape Ann. So when I met with them, they were just dressing Dottie up, the dog. Just they thought it was kind of fun and quirky, and they're like, you won't believe it, but like she goes missing and people will find her because she's like dog napped. And she's kind of taken on this persona. So
for people that don't know, like on the corner of Bass Ave and 128, Jen and Ron are real estate agents, Remax agents, I believe.
Yeah.
And they have this, like, it's like a Dalmatian plastic or whatever it is.
Yeah.
and every holiday, like for St. Patrick's Day, they dress it up as St. Patrick's Day. For Fiesta, they have it like with the Italian flags
year.
And stuff. They really go all out, but it's always fun. It's very similar to when you're going through Essex and you see the sign in their window. They have the gold letters and they make different sayings.
Yeah.
But you always look, right? It brings attention. So
when I met with them and we were talking about it, I'm like, this is your unique selling proposition. Even though this ceramic dog has nothing to do with real estate, people are recognize the dog and associate it with you. So they recently redid their logo and they included Dottie.
Oh,
and we're going to be doing like more marketing around that. But I mean, they have this huge opportunity to use this thing that they didn't even realize existed that the community absolutely loves.
Absolutely.
So Jen and I were talking one day. She's like, I was walking down the street and somebody came up to me and said, like, you need to change Dottie's outfit. And so I'm like, this is a huge opportunity for you to really just kind of differentiate yourself from all the other real estate agents out there. So.
I have good visibility there too.
Yeah.
Funny, small world stuff. Jen is actually altering Kate's bridesmaid dress.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not Kim's, my Kate. Yeah. Her bridesmaid dress for a wedding that we're going to in a week and a half. Yeah.
Yep, she did my wedding dress too. So
I didn't know that she was a seamstress.
Yeah, amazing.
I know
she
Heidi.
She has a degree in it, I believe.
Really?
Right there at the corner there.
Can we send people to her?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Why wouldn't we, right?
Yeah. There's ways to get in touch with her, and then she'll set up an appointment.
So that's someone local that you're helping out. So mm-hmm. So what specific things do you do? You help them build a website, or what do you do?
I've done pages on their website. I've posted on their social media in the past. It's more the marketing strategy. That's where I really kind of get excited in helping clients, where they have all these like swirling. They have a Facebook page. They have Twitter. They may or may not have a blog, but they don't understand the ways that you can be pulling all of that together. Mm-hmm. So the example that you said, like the blog, you know, if I blog about 10 ways to use Instagram, I mean, that's just something that I talk about. That's 10 tweets right there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because a tweet is very short. You have to get a snippet, but a tweet lasts 6 seconds. Mm-hmm. So there's really no way to over inundate your audience. And then there was a study done too, that you can do the same tweet 4 times over every 8 hours. And you're not going to overwhelm your audience.
Wow.
Because nobody's going to be on all at the same time in that 6 second period. So I could get 40 tweets out of that one blog post and then schedule it out over time. And it's not like I'm hitting publish and then it just kind of whoever sees it in that moment or in that day. I can, so I bring back older posts all the time if I am busy and I don't have a chance to write. But that's what I like to help businesses and organizations finding their own digital footprint, because some have Instagram, some have Twitter, I actually met with a salon a couple weeks ago and they had a Twitter account and I was like, why? It doesn't make sense for you. You don't have a dedicated person to keep that full. But Instagram is perfect for you because you have this visual product.
Oh my God, yeah.
And their salon is beautiful too.
So not only that, take it to the next a step further. Like what I found through the blog, no one what people love more than anything, they don't want to see pictures of Joey Shimataro.
Right.
They don't want to see pictures of Kim Smith. They don't want to see pictures of Leslie Heffron. They want to see pictures of their own children or themselves.
Yep.
Now, the Good Morning Gloucester is a blog, is say in space a blog.
Mm-hmm.
When XYZ's person's daughter shows up on Good Morning Gloucester, it isn't a blog. It's a great blog.
Exactly.
Because their kid was in it. It went from like, there's this blog of Gloucester to, oh my God, you have to check out Good Morning Gloucester.
Exactly.
Because their kid was on it. So, like, it's when you talk about the example of a hair salon,
mm-hmm.
someone, you know, a hairstylist does a fantastic cut on some woman, takes their picture. Do you mind if I post this on my thing? Tags them.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. It goes to their 300 or 500,000 people.
Right. And there's actually a word for this. It's called user-generated content. So like restaurants, like don't tell people to put the phone away unless you have this ambiance and that's what you want.
Yeah.
But encourage your patrons coming in to take pictures and share it. And getting them to create the content for you and tag you, whether it's tagging your account or using a specific hashtag that you can monitor, and then just resharing that content to your audience, and it's less work that you have to do. So, and then, like you said, everybody loves to see their own stuff up, and they're going to share it with all their friends and fans.
They love to see their own stuff up, like a thousand times more than they want to see your stuff.
Yeah, and then then one person sees it, and then they share it, and it can go viral from there.
No question about it. So where can people find you online?
JOSocialbranding.com.
Yeah, I imagine you're on Facebook.
I am, yeah. Actually, you could probably find me on every single account, except for Snapchat. I've like held out on that one. I can't get on over there. But Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, I have a blog on my website, I have an event calendar on my website, I'm out speaking, I have webinars. So
and they can see you, the chamber is going to have you speaking, right?
So the Cape Ann Chamber is hosting me on January 14th. It's a lunch and learn, so you have to bring your own lunch, but we're going to be talking about email marketing, so the power of the inbox. And how to use social media, how to use your email to really get your message out there, get your emails opened. So it is exclusive to chamber members only, but there's a couple of weeks for people to join if they want to.
Nice plug for the chamber right there.
Yeah,
I like that. From as far as the blog goes, when as an editor of the blog, we get press releases,
mm-hmm.
and I will tell you the people that use like Constant Contact,
mm-hmm.
you know, email brand. And curate their own email list of their customers, it makes my job a thousand times easier because it's copy and paste from what they created, copy and paste into a post, done.
You know, email's awesome. You own your list. You know, so Facebook, all these social media platforms are rented space. Like, it's free to get on, but you really don't control you don't have a lot of control over there. So if you post something on Facebook, 2% of your audience is seeing it. Like, that's like the number, unless it goes viral, or you pay to promote. But with email marketing, 90% of the time, your message is getting in the inbox.
And it's people that, like, you know how I think is lately is the smartest thing that people are doing? Registers, like a TBT post, or where you go to these places now, and they say, we'll email you your receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, boom, you give them the email address.
Right.
It goes into their system. And they had, and you obviously shopped there. You spent money there before. The chance of you spending money again there, pretty good.
Exactly. 70% of people want mobile coupons. They want the ability to be able to take their phone out and just show the coupon rather than having to print it and put it in their wallet or their purse and then remember it.
Yeah.
It's like right there for them, 70%. So.
Yeah, no question about it. So if you are afraid, if you're like, you know, stop being afraid. Contact someone like Janine, seek her out.
Yeah.
She will guide you through. And I imagine, like, these are lessons that, you know, you pay for her service up front for a little bit, then you get accustomed to it, and then you're on your own. You know, it's like taking the training wheels off.
It's just
off.
Getting your feet wet a little bit and trying to figure out, get comfortable with it. And I say, don't go everywhere. You know, just go where you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be on every platform. And a lot of times it doesn't make sense and you're just spinning wheels. So
knowing
who your audience is and where they are, too.
And you can also do like what we do, like a Good Morning Gloucester. We post on the blog, and we have it, the feed go right to Facebook and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So you need to have a Facebook presence, I think, if you're a business.
It's the playground that everybody's in.
That's the one that it connects so many people. If you do one,
definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was nice to have you. And you going to stick around?
Yes. Yep. I will.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was
so you live in Beverly?
Yeah. I'm a Gloucester girl. I grew up and I moved to Beverly about 6.5 years ago.
And we were talking about just before we started how Beverly's like this up and coming place.
Yeah. There's a lot going downtown, so I'm fortunate to live right off Cabot Street. So
what a fun place!
I know. I have the ocean at one end, and I have all the restaurants at the other.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like where Atomic Cafe is, there's like 6 or 7 other little cafes and restaurants, and they're just packed with young people. They just
expanded to a larger space across the street, the Atomic Cafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I went to high school with those guys.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Have you been to the new one?
No, I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that they moved.
The street.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a bookstore attached to their building. It's the old Casa de Moda.
Wow, that's a big space.
That is a big space.
Good for them. They brew their own coffee, too. Yeah, I mean, they roast their own coffee, I believe.
I've been making a special trip to go get their coffee.
Yeah.
The Diesel
so
brand.
Good.
What is your favorite restaurant in Beverly?
I'd have to say Fibber McGee's.
Fibber McGee's?
Yeah,
I haven't
been
there.
It's a little bit farther down. I don't know what it was before, but they've been there for...
What style of restaurant is it?
It's like it's a sports bar pub, but their hamburgers are phenomenal.
My girlfriend says Fibber McGee. She says that to her son all the time.
Yeah.
When she knows he's like, you know, joking, relying on something like that. You're a Fibber McGee.
Yeah. A&B Burgers, they're moving from Salem, so they're renovating the old Bell Market. There's just so many great.
So many.
It seems like Gloucester, like started their turnaround like 10 or 12 years ago. Salem, like maybe about 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now Beverly is like in the last 2 years, it seems like it's taken off with all these new restaurants.
What do you think? What do you attribute it to? Because Montserrat has been there for like, you know, a while.
I attribute it to the restaurant scene. I always think the restaurants and the cafes are the ones that push everything.
Well, I think the Main Street organizations too. So Beverly has a Main Street. They have a couple people on staff that push. Like they have restaurant weeks, and they're doing block parties now. Yeah, lots of block parties, and they're getting people to come downtown. And they have the music series in the summer in Ellis Square. So they put pianos out on the Main Street, so people can just go and play the piano if they want.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
That's
yeah,
cool idea.
Wow. Yeah.
That was the idea when we started the block parties. Was like the alfresco dining was the one. That was the was the main thing that we were going for.
Mm-hmm.
And and you saw the success of that.
I know. I wish people could take that to the next level. Like I wish we could have alfresco dining on Main Street all the time, like they do in European cities.
At least from third week in June
through third week in September,
something like
that.
Right, where it would make sense.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, activity breeds activity. You know, when you see a restaurant and it's packed, like you like want to go to that restaurant
yeah,
because
exactly.
you figure they get something going on.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
Like what,
yeah.
back in the late 80s, early 90s, when we were going into Boston to the clubs, they would have at 9:45 at night, there would be lines outside of the clubs. There would be, you're sitting there like, oh, how are we going to get in? How are we going to get in?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden they start letting people in. You like get past the rope and you look inside. There's not one person inside, but they held that line to make
exactly.
you think that this is the spot. No,
wow.
and that's true.
Your perception's everything.
Yeah, absolutely,
everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What did you just say? What was
perception
that?
Is everything.
Perception is everything.
Well, you got to deliver afterwards, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that, but yeah.
Got to get them through the
no,
door.
No, you can't come into my location. What? I want to.
Yes. How much can I pay to get into your lousy place and be packed? Yeah. So yeah, Beverly's got it going on. It's nice to see all these places. We got all these kind of options.
I think the big thing, too, is the small business movement. We see Small Business Saturday. It's really kind of taken off the past couple of years. A lot of people are shopping local, too, and that helps, too. So
I think the Rockport, that Rockport Merchant Association is
they're awesome.
Over
yeah.
the top,
yeah.
taking things by the bootstraps and mm-hmm. And getting after. Do you do any business with those people?
No.
I know Ryan Pinkham is involved with Dawn at
La
Provence.
Yeah, La Provence. They do an awesome job.
Yeah,
so
she's
great. Yeah, she's always featured on Constant Contact. So
yeah.
they just did a commercial. She did a commercial, and then they did a podcast as well on her. So,
yeah.
No, I haven't gotten to Rockport yet.
They seem eager to take it to the next level.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
so if you're looking for an example of email marketing, you should subscribe to her list because she's all over it and does a really good job.
Yeah. There you go. I want to say a big shout out and congratulations to my nephew BJ, who's been busting his ass for the past X amount, you know, so many years, studying his ass off at St. John's Prep. He got into Syracuse.
Nice.
He got a great academic scholarship, and he deserves everything that's coming to him. I'm so happy for him. So I found out Friday night, I think it was, I immediately got on Amazon.com. I bought 7 Syracuse hats. I'm not exaggerating. 7. Eight. Because these?
Yeah.
I got 7 of these, and they are the Syracuse. It's the orange with the white on the top and the orange pom-pom. And I got...
It's like the Tom Brady.
Yeah. So I got 7 of these. I got one for everyone in my family, Kate and I, and I'm going to give them to them on Christmas. They probably don't listen to this podcast, so I don't have to worry about them. And I also got tickets for the BC Syracuse
game.
Basketball game, and we're all going to go. We're all going to wear a pom-pom, beanie pom-pom hats.
Nice. Sweet
very
idea.
Excited about
that's
that. Very happy
idea.
For my nephew, BJ. Very proud of him, and his parents have done such a great job with him. So props to BJ. B Dizzle. Kim, actually, this should have been the lead story. You walking in here with a RoboCop arm on. I've never seen a professional athlete or anyone wear such an apparatus.
Well, it comes from Sports Medicine North, so I think this is probably like the latest thing, and it's made out of aluminum. So the doctor actually just shaped this to my arm, and if it gets uncomfortable, I can even bend these. And then this controls the...
it's like a dial, radius dial,
right.
with like numbers on it.
And this locks and unlocks there. So I guess as I, you know, can extend my arm, then I'll be able to, you know, they'll I don't know,
so
change the dial.
Yeah,
there.
So why don't you explain to the listeners what exactly happened? Because I'm still... Was it a slippery rock? You're out on a bunch of round rocks with moss on them? Or?
No.
So what happened?
Nothing very dramatic like that. I wish I could say it was because I was being scared by a coyote and I was running, but it wasn't anything like that. I was just walking along and...
On even pavement?
No, not... It was
berm.
Along the rocky shoreline,
okay.
the berm, between Niles and Braces. So.
Okay.
And so I was walking along. I just run into my friend Carol, who I see. She's a really sweet lady, and she has another dog. And I don't usually have Rosie with me, so I was kind of concerned because I don't usually bring Rosie out there.
Because
so
dogs eat other dogs.
No.
And you're worried about the dog eating Rosie.
No, I was worried about the coyotes eating Rosie because the coyote was almost got Rosie a couple of years ago. So... I usually don't bring her out there.
So every time you leave the house with Rosie, are you in a panic-stricken state because you think there's a coyote imminently going to attack Rosie?
No. So when I'm just walking around the neighborhood with her leash, I'm not worried about it. However, because I have found two coyote lairs right in that area, and also I think I mentioned before that I was photographing one day, I was crouched down, Rosie was on a rock above me, and a coyote was charging us. Because he didn't see me because I was crouched down. I stood up suddenly and the coyote took off in the other direction. And this was in that same area. So because my film camera is broken and I'm not filming right now, I thought, oh, I'll just bring Rosie with me because I don't have to, because if I'm trying to concentrate on filming, I'm not going to also have the dog with me. So I brought her with me, and I don't usually have her with me. And so she was lagging behind. I was trying to keep up with Carol. I turned to, chide Rosie along, picked up the pace, and then just fell flat on my face.
Oh, on your face?
Well, like, you know.
Did you break? Oh, you broke your fall with your arm, which
ended up breaking. Right,
it
fell straight over that way. Oof. And I even had my, like, special hiking shoes that I bought for hiking in Mexico.
The aggressive tread might have been what led to, like, you stopping short and going ass over tea kettle.
I don't know. So anyways, thank God Carol was there because she's a nurse. And
did she make a splint? Did she tear her shirt and
no.
wrap it around with some sticks to make a splint?
No, but she helped me up, and my car wasn't too far away. So,
all this stuff. You could say yes, it would make for better.
I couldn't make it better. I'm sorry. My lenses are falling out of my pocket because I landed on all my lenses, which are stuffed in my pocket.
Oh, Jesus,
so I was, like, so worried that. But anyway, so I'm using the car to hold up my arm because it hurts so badly. I didn't know until they took the coat off that my elbow was, like, out over in that direction.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, you know, very worried I wasn't going to be able to get a hold of anybody at home because my husband works at night and sleeps late. I did fortunately get a hold of my son. And I said to Carol, well, I'll just drive my car. And she's like, you're not driving anywhere. I'm calling the ambulance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So so they came. And
and you had nothing but nice things to say about Addison Gilbert.
I just.
Who were some of the people? Do you remember their names?
Yes. So the ambulance, the EMT was Jeff Romeo, not Romeo. So we had a good laugh about that.
Okay.
And he wanted to cut my coat off.
Oh God. Oh, not your Canadian goose one. The one that's like $7,000.
Right.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. And so I said, oh please. Can't we just wait to see what the nurse says? Do you really have to cut my coat off? And he was like, and he said, no, we can wait till we get to the hospital. And then I had this wonderful nurse, Carrie Ann Bergman, and she looked, and I said, you know, I've been lying here resigning myself to the fact that you're probably going to have to cut off my coat. And she said, oh, no, that's a really nice coat. We're going to try to get it off without cutting it. So that was, you know, but so it was Carrie Ann Bergman, she's sweet, lovely, everybody was so kind and gentle and empathetic. It was really, you know, just a very good experience. If you have to go to the emergency room, I think we're very, very, very fortunate in Gloucester to have our...
You don't have to drive to Beverly.
Right.
They were trying to shut it down.
Yeah, they have been, and it's, you know, we are incredibly blessed. This is the third time, or even more, that our family has had to use the emergency room services at Addison Gilbert, and I've always just been incredibly impressed by the people there.
I always have nice service there too.
It was especially harrowing when my son got very, very badly injured, and it was just the care and the level of care and the
empathy
and the steps that they go about taking care of people and the order that they do things. It was just really
very nice,
very impressed.
Very good. Well, kudos to Addison Gilbert. Thanks for being around. Yesterday, if you were in Gloucester, you recognized the helicopter, the Coast Guard copter that was going around and around and around and around.
Oh,
and
over everybody's houses.
Everybody's houses. Everybody seemed, it seemed like that it was like training exercises.
Yeah,
and then in the afternoon we got the note from the Coast Guard that the why didn't you read it so much.
It's a woman, Susan Nielsen, and she was I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. It's Nielsson. I guess she was last seen Friday, and her belongings were found on the pier. Saturday morning at Smith's Cove. It's on the pier at Smith's Cove, and there's a couple piers there, so I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure which one they're talking about, and then that's all we know. So I haven't checked the Coast Guard. I didn't check the Coast Guard this morning, and that's they have the. Everybody.
I looked on Twitter because when something happens and you need the information, and I have lists, Twitter lists like Gloucester Mass Twitter list, all these things that I can see if I just scroll through, you basically get all the today's news, and there was no mention of any new developments except for Paul Frontero came by this morning and said that they had called off the search I don't know what's going on there.
Hopefully so much will,
Hopefully it turns out okay.
Right, hopefully she's just missing somewhere. Yeah.
So it wasn't just apparently it wasn't just some rehearsals for
right.
the
wasn't just maneuvers
for the Coast Guard. Something was going on. Do you have a Christmas shopping done?
I just finished it this past week.
Oh,
me too. Yes.
To wrap everything.
Oh, Kate. Well, Kate and I are one up on you because we are completely wrapped.
Oh, good for you.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Yeah, it was a full day. Yes, it was a full court press. I started the day saying, we are going to do this because we want to enjoy the holiday and not sweat. We're done. Like, all the way done.
I think we've got it down now. My husband and I go. So we went to George's actually for breakfast. So I gave him some sustenance last the day. And then we had to do a couple of errands. And then we went and got Starbucks coffee. So he had the caffeine. And then we just kind of powered through. But
did you do any shopping locally?
This year we actually did more at the mall. But sometimes you do downtown, yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Leslie?
I just sent my package, my daughter who lives out in Beverly Hills, I sent her a big package full of beautiful presents from Common Crow.
You love that place.
Yes.
Big fan of Common Crow.
Yeah, great idea.
That's why between Gloucester and Rockport, I drive by it all the
time.
And my car just veers into the parking lot.
It's good stuff. You can get goods there, and you can get food there.
Soup, yeah.
Nice spot.
Great gifts. Great gifts.
How about you, Kim?
Well, I just got all my boxes off the day before I fell, and to my family, and then had done a lot of shopping before that. And then that was the whole thing about going for a walk that morning, just go for a nice relaxing walk before I just jumped into the next Christmas thing. And so I'm very happy that I got so much done before I fell. And then my daughter's coming tonight at 5.
This wouldn't be a podcast without a mention of the state of Liv.
I know, but
her daughter Liv. Yeah,
well, she's coming tonight. She's coming like 4 days early to help me do all my other Christmas stuff. Like,
can you wrap presents? Do you feel your hand is blown up like a balloon?
Yeah. Well,
it's so swollen.
See this part, like.
Oh God, damn! It's hard to look at.
Now I can move this, which before this was like totally numb and dead. Now
looks
I
like
can
it,
like
it looks like if you prick your finger it would like
blow up. it's very it's really like
I'm glad that I know it, I so along with the recurring theme I wouldn't put it past you that you threw yourself down on the rocks to injure yourself so you could get your daughter to come back to visit you because that's how much you love your Liv.
Well,
and miss your Liv.
Somebody actually said on Facebook, they said, well, I guess that's one way to get out of cooking Thanksgiving, to get out of cooking Christmas dinner.
There you go. You got Liv. Yeah.
Couldn't you have just had a little sprain or something like that?
Yeah. You did it. I am very happy to say that because of my I want to give props to Richard at TBT Post down in the West End.
Yeah.
Great gifts there. Got some. Yeah. I got a few little items for... For my honey there, Surfari is a great place to get gifts.
Store.
Surfari, if you have any, you can get a gift for someone there.
Yeah.
They have the Patagonia sweat, like pullover fleece things. Awesome, really nice.
I need some more. I need a zipper front thing.
Oh,
I can't get dressed very.
Get the go get yourself a nice Patagonia one. They're so cozy and comfy. They have like nice little inexpensive bracelets and jewelry for kids. My daughter's love it there.
Jeff Cluett works there.
I spoke to Jeff.
Artist Jeff Cluett.
One of my favorite guys.
Artists. If you're doing a post, I have a nice picture of him at Safari. I can send it to you if you need it.
Well, that's not going to be the post for the podcast,
okay.
But I like Jeff. You can post it randomly.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Nelson's another great place to go for like if you have a man in your life that like is an outdoorsy guy or spends a lot of time outside. Great wool socks there and merino wool socks. If you're going to buy socks for your husband or for yourself for the winter, buy merino wool thick socks because they're soft, they're warm, they regulate your body temperature. If you sweat in your thing there and it wicks the moisture
away.
And there's no better alpaca socks also at TBT Post. Either way, I got a pair of alpaca socks, wore them, and they are fantastic. They're stupid soft. Beyond soft.
Yeah, I love alpaca.
I wore them yesterday, and very nice. And Kim, you went to the Heritage Center. You said that they had some nice things.
Oh, they have fabulous gifts for children. They have a fabulous collection of books for adults. They just have, it's just rich with gifts and gift ideas. I would highly recommend going there because it's off the beaten track type of, not your usual gifts.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend going
there.
Very
good.
I went to Linsarium's. Am I saying that correctly? Linsarium's.
Probably.
Yesterday, right on East Main, because that's my new thing now. I'm not driving, so I'm going to frequent our local businesses right in my hood. So, and then Vintage also, they're right on East Main. So we'll stop in there today and take a few pictures over there.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
I want to talk about. Kate and I had an unbelievable, and I'm gonna say this was my favorite meal of 2015.
Really?
Which is an outrageous statement.
Whoa!
And that's a big statement.
Yeah.
I don't do business with these people. I mean, this is like I don't even sell them lobsters. Like they might come once or twice to buy lobsters. So for me to put this label on this meal, we were both blown away with the meal that we got. There was only one other couple. It was a Friday night at 7:40 we got there. There was only one other couple in the whole place. And the reason I'm saying this for a couple of reasons. One, the meal was that good. Two, I don't want to see this place go away. So people need to
go.
Go. I did the price fix menu, three courses, $45. It was $45. $35 or $45? I think it was $45. I'm not sure. Whatever it was, it should have been twice as much money. The each meal was prepared expertly, and this one, the appetizer was a roasted dates with like some kind of cheesy, creamy thing underneath it. And the sauces the chef Enks makes are over the top. But if you haven't been in a while, go get the price fix menu. I stand behind the food there. If you get a meal half as good as what I got, you'll be happy.
Just
want to give a shout out to them because we were that blown away. That blown away. Passports is doing a special on the gift certificates for, I think, leading up to Christmas. I'm not sure when the ending date is. But if you go there, spend $50, they'll give you on a gift card, they'll give you a $10 gift card on the side.
Nice.
So you can, that's kind of a no-brainer. There's so many people that love passports.
Yeah.
And give passports, gift certificates. Yeah. Just put that in your head, like if you're stuck for a quick gift and you don't want to run around, not sure about sizes of shoes or shirts or something, go to passports, get yourself a gift certificate. Get yourself $10 gift certificate.
Well, can I just say that you gave me a gift certificate to Passports, and the person who I'm not going to name, I took her there when we were here the last time. My daughter. I took her there.
That's fun.
just last week when she was here, I took her there for, and it was just such a nice treat. We went for lunch, we had their fabulous lobsters, and it was just really nice to have that. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
That was lunch on Joe's.
Well, you really helped me. You helped me out, and I was in a pickle there, and you stepped up and helped me out, so I really appreciate it. I'm going to give you guys all an opportunity to say, maybe if someone listens to this, that is a friend of yours, that if there's something that you really wanted for Christmas, but no one knows that you really want, I'm going to give you a chance to throw this out there. So maybe there's someone that really, really, there's something that you want, but no one knows. I'm going to start with Kim.
Well, I want a new movie camera, but that is, nobody's going to listen to that.
Step up for that, yeah.
That's what I really want.
I know what you got your husband. I can't wait for it to find out what
so
his
excited.
Reaction was.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that. Yeah. I'm so excited.
All right, so new movie. Okay, I'm gonna come back to you when there's something realistic. Leslie Heffron.
I think, I don't really need this, but I would take it if somebody wants to listen to it. Tube of Prussian Blue Windsor Newton oil paint. It's my favorite color paint.
Prussian blue.
It's a dark, deep, dark blue with a little green.
It's expensive, right? Because
it's
blue.
It's a beautiful blue.
Yeah.
Different paints, different prices?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Depends on
like the same brand, different colors?
Depends
different
on what it's made from.
Yeah.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Because they're made with different minerals and things like that. So
I got my daughters. Speaking of this, my daughters, they're all about adult coloring books right now.
Yeah.
And they don't listen to this, so I don't have to worry.
Right, you don't have to worry.
So, I got a couple of adult coloring books, and they said, "Oh, we want the good pencils and coloring pens, right?" So I went to the art wholesale place across the street from Nick's Roast Beef on the bottom floor, like really inexpensive Beverly.
Right, I go there once a month. It's awesome.
I nearly shit my pants when you see how much these things, for a set of 12 pencils, it's like $25.
Well, they're
like
they
were
that.
Them on sale though.
They were probably Prismacolors, right?
Yeah, Prismacolors.
They were probably Prismacolors, which are the best.
You can't go wrong. You get those all the time.
They're the best.
Yeah, yes. They're the best.
I got that, and I got the pens, but I spent $65.
They're worth it.
They're worth it. They're worth it. The kids, 8 and 10 years old.
They have to have the best pencil.
All right. Well, I hope they don't just get mixed in with the 79-cent pack of 10 non. Markers.
So when you use the, if they're really into coloring, when you use a regular hard, the leads are much, much harder on the less expensive ones.
Okay.
So if you're using Prismacolors, the leads are much softer, so you can do a lot of blending and things like that.
Right,
so
they're
very ideal
top
for that. That's what, 90% of all illustrators use, probably use Prismacolors, because they're professional illustrators.
Because they're going to, that's one of my daughters, professional illustrators. Nothing but the best.
You can get a big set. I don't know if it's 120 or 96 on sale, like on Dick Blick, every once in a while they'll have 50% off.
Oh, 50%? Because
I know
an artist.
I can't believe what they cost. I know an artist who
is very struggling and who would like give his right arm for one. So I would love to know about that. Like when they're on sale.
Yeah, just go on their website.
Dick Blick has.
Oh, you can buy it directly from them for less money?
Well, it's.
Cut out the small businessman? What we've all been talking about for the last 45 minutes is supporting the local businessman, and you're advocating busting out the.
They may have
Prismacolors
down there.
Oh, at
Toodaloo's. I'm just joking around.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to
to get the sale.
You have to look, because that's money in your pocket that you could be spending.
Especially if it's 50% off, that's
cray cray.
That's.
I know. I feel like I got stuck in my gulu on that deal. Right in the kulu. Janine.
I think I'd say a spa day.
Spa day.
That would be nice. Yeah. Just like unplug, the social media person, unplug. Turn the phone off and get away and just have some
for my birthday. Kate got there's a spa in Danvers. And it's
is it Mason Estique?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you
been
there?
Yeah, it's really Christine Bork owns it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ray Bork's wife. And they have the bottom level, they have the hot tub and everything, relaxation room, and you just chill out, and a sauna and everything else. So you spend, so it's not like you go in there, you get your treatment, and then you go. And then they had packages where you had that. She got me the package of that, and then we went to Palana for dinner.
What a nice idea.
At the end of that night, you could just float away, like, you know, because you ate, you drank red wine and thing there, and then it was a nice night, I'll tell you. It was a very nice night. So, yes, it was a wonderful, wonderful birthday. Thank you, Kate. Nice, sweet baby.
Speaking of gifts, I'm just wondering if, I know you, did you tell anybody about that thermometer that you want for?
My instant read thermometer that's on my Amazon wish list?
Yeah. Has anybody gotten you that yet?
I don't know. I hope so. Kate has, I've talked about her a lot today, aren't I?
Yeah.
She's so sweet. We had a great weekend together, so I'm like all totally in love right now.
And also I want to thank Kate for giving me a ride over this
morning. She gave
me
a ride. It's all about, this is the Kate podcast. Okay. I think I may rename this the Kate podcast.
Kate podcast.
So I asked for, I have on my Amazon wish list, this one, it's like a grill thermometer that just sits on top of it's like $5 one. Dial one that sits on top of the grill grate so you can get a read in there. And then I asked for one that's it's like a sharp spike, and it unfolds and you stick it in 2 seconds you get an accurate reading. And she told me you have enough thermometers. So now here's the thing about the Amazon wish list, right? You put the wish list out there, right? And you email it to the person, says, what do you want for Thursday? I'm like, here, I'll put the stuff in a wish list on Amazon and you'll know what things I would like.
I have a Pinterest board on that. And it says my wish list.
Well, there you go. It's brilliant, right? But then you don't know if they got it for you or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'm getting it or not.
Right. It's not like a bridal registry, right, where you know when somebody gets something.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because she says I have too many grill gadgets. Says it.
I'll check in with her on that topic. Okay.
Yeah. Check in on her. It's too expensive. I don't want you to buy that for me. It's too expensive. Too expensive of a gift. Don't buy it. I don't want you to purchase it. Don't buy me anything. I'm good. Oh, I want to give a shout out to, speaking of nice gifts, Gloucester Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
I came to work on, I don't know what day it was, earlier this week, I came back to work and there was a nice bag of Gloucester Joe's coffee.
Aww.
Very sweet of them.
Very sweet, yeah.
Have you had Gloucester Joe's coffee?
No, I haven't.
It's fantastic. You can get it at Pauline's Gifts.
Pauline's Gifts.
Oh, right.
And
I saw that.
See Some Meadow. Oh, God.
Oh,
I'm going to butcher
it.
See Something.
See
Meadow Gifts.
In Essex, right?
Yeah. That place, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it is, they have two different ones. There's the Blackburn, which is the diesel blend.
Oh, okay.
Blend. And then they have the Blackburn, or the Perfect Storm, which is just a mellow breakfast blend.
That's when
and
you
sometimes
like,
I'm
right?
at a, yeah. You know, I like the Cafe Verona when I want something a little bit more robust, which is the Starbucks Cafe
right.
Verona with the hints of chocolate and espresso and stuff. And then, but when I, for everyday coffee, when I'm not trying to kick, you know, go crazy and just mellow cup, I love this.
The Perfect Storm.
It's fantastic. So it was nice. That was nice to come to work too. A little plug for our buddy Pauline Bresnahan. Right there.
Yeah, she's you know what I love about Pauline is she always comments. Like I love it when people get social media.
Yeah.
They're not just sending us stuff and then they never comment.
Right.
You know what I mean? They comment on the rest of the content that goes.
She's really good.
She's fantastic.
I've seen her pop up a lot and she shares a lot of people's content too.
And that's a great point.
Yeah.
A lot of so when you're giving your lectures, I hope you tell people that it's not if they are just completely spammy.
Right.
And just pushing their own product all the time and not highlighting other people or, you know, you may as well not show up.
Exactly. You're only supposed to be self-promoting 20% of the time on social media.
Hmm.
And then the other 80% is informing and engaging and interacting and just being useful.
I like that ratio.
Right.
Yeah. So if you think, like, I do 10 posts a week, two of those should be trying to get business coming back to you and the other is... Because social media is all about social. You're supposed to be engaging and commenting and interacting.
People will... In my instance, when I see someone that just constantly just sends you stuff about themselves or their product or whatever, Unless I am intensely interested in that particular product, I am scrolling past. I'm not reading at all.
You're tuning it out after a while. Yeah.
My theory on, like, when I tweet or you know, putting stuff on the blog, mostly when I tweet and stuff like that, like, I'm trying to provide something of benefit, whether it be a joke, a beautiful image, or highlighting someone else. And every once in a while, you know, it's
it's
probably 1% of the time when I'm trying to pimp something that we're, you know, I think the most obnoxious thing that I try to promote is an overly do, because I love it so much, is the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, but like,
but
as far as
you,
selling product, I rarely,
rarely,
like every maybe 4 months, I'll put a post up, hey, do you want to buy any of our,
swag,
like t-shirts or sweatshirts or something like that. But I do not.
You hardly ever put that.
And you know what's, what is, I've gotten past this, but in the beginning of the blog, like when I would post something like, we have hats for sale, and then you, then someone would come back and say, that's all you're in. Like, after you've done 20, you've already have 15,000 posts under your belt.
And literally 15,000.
Literally 15,000. And someone says, you're only in this to try to sell t-shirts.
Right,
you're like, you can't pay attention to those
people. I mean, it happened to me just a couple weeks ago with my own newsletter, where I never really sell in my newsletter, but there was a promotion going on with Constant Contact. It was 40% off. So I was like, this is a great deal.
Right.
And so I mentioned it, and when I got my reporting back, somebody marked me as spam. Now I never, ever, ever sell in my newsletter, and it's always about informing, and obviously that one person just felt it was spammy. So you have to be careful, but I like to tell people, think about how you feel. Like, when you're going through your newsfeed, you don't want to be sold to a lot, so don't be that person to your audience.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know, here's a social media thing that I think I find, I wonder what goes through people's heads when the certain type of Instagram people and Facebook people, the selfie people.
Oh.
I don't understand the thought process of someone that holds the camera like this and takes a and has a picture shoulder up to their head with a duck face. And over 50% of their posts are pictures of themselves with a duck face.
With a duck face.
And I just scratching my head, like, what is it that you, what's going through their head?
Right.
Like, do they think everyone wants to see me this morning? Like, I really don't understand the thought process.
I don't get it, but I think you have, like, Kim Kardashian to thank for that, because, like, all these girls and teenagers are mimicking, and she put a book out, a selfie book. Of all her selfies.
Really?
So these are like what the youth is looking to as like, this is normal.
Wow.
I do it once every now and then to be funny. So like, I had my webinar and I had my little podcast thing, and I did, but I put like a quirky thing with it, but I rarely do a selfie.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I honestly, I don't have a problem with a selfie if it's 1 in 20 posts.
Posts.
Right.
I have when it's half or more, I just completely I try to, like, in my head I'm like, what is going through their head? How is it, narcissism, or is it they're starving for attention, or what is going through their head?
Yeah, I
mean, but some of these people I really like. No, don't even get me wrong.
Yeah.
Like, some of these people I'm actually, I like being around these people. I just wonder.
Turn to a different person on
I just
media.
Like I'm not even saying it makes them a bad person.
Yeah.
I just wonder what the thought process of what they think is. This what they think?
People want to
see me today.
Yeah.
They want to see me.
Well, do you think they're even thinking about what people want to say? I think they're just thinking about themselves.
Yeah.
I don't think they're really. I think like you can go to a movie or read a poem or a book and you question like, was this artist thinking about their audience? No, not really. They were really just thinking about themselves, just like because it's very so unrelatable. You know what
I think?
I mean?
The second strangest phenomenon, social media phenomenon, and it's generally women. I'm gonna say it's 99.7% times women, the ones that post the things like the life lesson, like, you know, five lines of. When a person doesn't like you and it's on them, it's not on you. It's like, oh,
those,
you know what I mean? Those.
Oh, like the quotes?
Yeah, the quotes.
Day,
you know, like, it's not like, it, not the inspirational ones, it's like the angry
you're
ones.
Angry.
You know, and you're like, you're just basically just labeled to everyone that you are mentally, like, not right. And like you have anguish in your life, and
or
you're
upset about something.
I
always read them and think, oh, why is that person so angry to me? What happened in their life?
Right, right. Like it just like straight out, I'm like, oh God, like, oof, gosh, yeah.
Unfortunately, so. I think some people actually think with social media that people that like that's their way of communicating, like face to face. So they put how they're feeling and how their daily activities and
because they're
not thinking of their audience, like you said.
Right, and also I think that maybe they're intrinsically not very creative, and this is like just kind of regurgitating that stuff too, is sort of a way of creating content, but not, of generating content, but not content, but not creating it, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. Here's the next topic. Yankee swaps. Who's a fan of Yankee swaps?
I don't encounter them that much. So.
I haven't done one in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I always have a hard time finding like the perfect gift.
Do you try though?
I do try.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always end up with the gift that nobody really cared or tried about.
I think that's Joey's point, because he I think that. It's happened to him recently.
What did you get?
Like
no. It really wasn't. It wasn't recently. It just
in general.
It happens over and over again. It just seems like people. 90% of people don't like the ones that I had been involved in the past. Like, there are always the people, and I think this is probably, you know how we just talk about women, like, do that? This is like a man thing. Like, men do not spend any time thinking about their Yankee swap gift. So it's always something that, like, some regifted horrible idea from, like, previous years that they're we're going to that party tonight, and I need a Yankee swap gift, so they bring something. And like when you actually think, so my go-to Yankee swap gift would be, say it's a $25 Yankee swap.
Right.
I would get two $5
scratch
cards,
yeah.
And like a 12-pack of beer or a case of beer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. To me, for a man's gift, that's a well sought-after gift.
Right.
Anybody could appreciate it. Or cigars.
Well,
know,
I thought you were going to use it as a way to tell people to get the dinner dealer.
Yeah, dinner
too.
Dealers. It's perfect.
Well, that's a perfect idea because that always gives back.
Yeah.
But inevitably, so you put all this time into like you know putting something nice out there, and then you go there and you end up with like the classic scene from Office Space he puts an iPod into the thing and he opens his thing and it's a set of silicon oven mitts. You know? And you know, it's just so aggravating. You know what I think would be like the number one, like, for, because they can be funny and they can be fun. You know what would I thought of this yesterday. What would put a Yankee swap over the top? Because you're supposed to not know. If you put like three Viagra pills. so like there would be all these undercurrents. Like who's going to fight for that? Who doesn't want it? Who has, you know what I mean? Like looking at, so the guy fights for it and looking at, so now you're looking at the guy's wife or girlfriend and say, whoa, you know, what's happening? You know what I mean? Like it's, tell me there could be a more interesting, either fought after or subcurrent of a thing than
yeah,
right?
Are you going to try that?
No, I don't have access to it. But I think that I think it would be hilarious to see like how people reacted to that. I think that.
Yeah,
would be
I think
really,
it'd be very.
You could do a candid camera on that.
Yeah, that would be
a
really good one. Yeah.
Secretly videotape that.
Secretly. Leslie Heffron, we want to go to you now as we finish up with the art rundown.
Well, speaking of Yankee swaps, there actually is a Yankee swap going on down at the Cultural Center at Rocky Neck. They have a beautiful holiday arts and crafts festival that's been happening for the last four weekends. Next weekend will be the last on the 27th, and they do have a Yankee swap on Sunday, Joey.
There you go.
The 27th.
I'm sure to go with my three Viagra pills.
2 to 4. The Yankee swap's from 2 to 4, but they're open Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6. So if you want to do some post-holiday shopping, you can go down and continue your shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Addison Gilbert, if you want to go to the ER and see some beautiful art at the same time, you can go.
Segway City, baby.
I didn't even notice that.
In the lobby, there's a photography exhibit by Elizabeth Enfield, and she did beautiful photographs of the, I guess, Bedouins in Morocco.
Oh.
So you can be at Addison Gilbert at 3 a.m. in the morning waiting for your doctor to come see you in the ER, and you can just go over to the lobby and look at some art.
Gee, I wish I'd known that one.
Yeah. And then down in Manchester by the sea, there's a gallery, a co-op gallery of 14 artists who are plein air artists, and those are artists who like to paint outside. And they have a show going on called Tis the Season, and I think that's up through February 1st. And then lastly, but not least, is one of my favorite galleries, the Flat Rocks Gallery over on 77 Langsford Street. That's Route 127 in Lanesville. And they are having 20% off all their artwork, jewelry, ceramics, and cards now through the 27th of December, because they'll be closing for 3 months after that.
Okay.
So
20% off, that's
yeah.
good.
And you can go on their website, www.flatrocksgallery.com, to get their holiday hours. So I think that's about it.
There it is. Okay. 1 hour, 1 minute, and 20 seconds. GloucesterCast 164. Janine, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Leslie, as always,
thanks so much,
and Kim RoboCop Smith, thanks for coming. Everybody, we'll see you next week. We'll see you, is it going to be after? We're going to see you after Christmas. Everybody have a great Christmas.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Thanks.